former employees of Dane County's Epic Systems could benefit from a new federal rule on non-compete clauses. It's Monday, April 29th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, politicians, police, and formerly incarcerated people are pushing for a prison closure. And Wisconsin's Democratic and Republican chairs say this year's presidential election could break spending records. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A new federal rule could give Wisconsinites more mobility in the labor market. As Joe Schultz reports, that's especially true for workers at a prominent Dane County company.
This week, the Federal Trade Commission voted to ban most non-compete agreements that prevent workers from finding new jobs with certain employers. At least 29 written comments to the agency mention Epic Systems in Verona. Former Epic employees say non-competes make it difficult to find work after they leave. The company says it uses those agreements to protect its intellectual property. Nick Fairweather is a labor attorney. He says non-competes aren't exclusive to Epic.
I've seen a lot of people that have been really hamstrung by non-competes in their chosen field of work, and a lot of people don't have the resources to take non-compete to a court.
The federal rule is being challenged in a Texas court by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Epic is a WPR business sponsor. A coalition gathered in Madison last week to urge lawmakers and the governor to shut down one of Wisconsin's oldest prisons. The group pushing for closure of the Green Bay Correctional Institution in Alloway includes the Brown County Sheriff, state legislators, and local officials. It also includes Randy Knapp, whose son is incarcerated there. Knapp says the prison is over capacity, forcing men to double up in cells.
126-year-old building. Built for cells for one person. When they eat their meals, morning, noon, and night, they're within about 2 feet of their toilet. What a table.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said closing Green Bay would be premature. A 2019 estimate pegged the cost to replace the prison at up to $500 million. Some of Milwaukee's top officials offered encouragement to incarcerated people at the Community Reintegration Center last week. Evan Casey has more from the event.
Mayor Cavalier Johnson and County Executive David Crowley shared their experiences of overcoming hardship while growing up in Milwaukee. Perry Marshall attended the event. He's 57 and has been at the center for around 5 months. He said he was encouraged to be a help for others when he gets released.
I want to be a mentor to come back here and talk to the guys because I did 18 and a half years straight. So I know how it feels to fall off track and get back on track. So now I want to get back on track.
The event was part of the facility's reentry week. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some county officials, conservation groups, and lawmakers say the state should take a closer look at deer management. That comes after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill that would have temporarily banned doe hunting up north. GOP lawmakers had introduced the bill after a dramatic drop in the gun deer harvest last year. They say hunters are seeing fewer deer while they're seeing more predators. But others say there's many factors behind the decline. Tom Haughey with Wisconsin's Green Fire says northern Wisconsin has seen severe winters, habitat changes, and declining participation as hunters age. He says the state should develop a plan to conserve the deer herd.
That would be very helpful for northern Wisconsin as well. But take the time to take stock of these different large-scale phenomena that are occurring and then figure out how do we go forward in the best way.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation also supports developing a white-tail deer management plan. The leaders of the state's major political parties agree that spending in this year's election will reach hundreds of millions of dollars. Robert DeAndrea has more on a forum in Madison.
Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler and Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming agree that campaigns will be very expensive. Wisconsin is a pivotal state in the presidential race. There are also competitive races for the U.S. Senate, two congressional seats, and new state legislative districts. Both presidential campaigns are focused on the state. Schimming says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are in Wisconsin so often because they're in danger of losing. Wickler says voters are more inclined to support his party when either side shows up.
I think Democrats do better when voters hear President Biden's message, and I think Democrats do much better when they hear President Trump's message.
Wickler says high stakes in Wisconsin will drive up volunteer activity, voter turnout, and spending. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Central Wisconsin farmers say they bear the brunt of federal policy choices on immigration and foreign tariffs. A group of farmers gathered in Marathon County last week for a discussion with the Washington-based Council on Foreign Relations. If elected, Republican Donald Trump has promised mass deportations of immigrants who lack legal status. That would likely sweep up workers at local farms. Hans Breidenmaser is a dairy farmer in Lincoln County.
It seems foolish to just pretend that foreign-born workers aren't here and that we don't need them. We need a means by which their presence here can be legal and sustainable and also provide them with the dignity that they deserve.
Trade policies also affect Wisconsin farms. Central Wisconsin's ginseng growers have been devastated by a trade war with China started under Trump and continued by Democrat Joe Biden. State officials say a Dane County resident who works in Rock County has measles. It's Wisconsin's first confirmed case of measles in 2024. The State Department of Health Services said agencies are working to identify people who may have been exposed. The infected person is an adult who had been traveling domestically before testing positive for the illness. Measles is highly contagious and potentially deadly. Vaccinations largely protect against its spread. Last year, Wisconsin's measles vaccination rate for babies was at 82%. Dr. Stephanie Schauer of the DHS says that's too low.
Measles is one that we need quite high percentage of individuals in the community protected, somewhere north of 95%, to really prevent an outbreak from starting and taking hold.
Nationally, the federal government has recorded 128 measles cases this year. Only 5% were among people who received two doses of the vaccine. And finally, in sports, the NFL draft ended over the weekend, and the Green Bay Packers made 11 picks. The class started with Arizona offensive lineman Jordan Morgan at number 25 overall in the first round, and finished with Penn State cornerback Kalen King at number 255 overall in the seventh round. The Milwaukee Bucks lost last night to the Indiana Pacers. Both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard did not play. The Pacers lead the best of seven series 3-1. Bucks play tomorrow against the Pacers back at Fiserv Forum. They'll need to win tomorrow to keep the series alive. And the Milwaukee Brewers lost against the New York Yankees yesterday 15-5. The Brew Crew play tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's today's podcast. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.